So I wanted to go back to the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis 62b, just that little discussion there about the ramps, and get this straight. They quoted a Mishnah from Midos that said that if you look at the length of the ramp plus the length of the Mizbeach, all told it's 62 amos. And the Gemara challenged that and said it should be 64 amos. That's really what it ought to be. So the Gemara's answer on the bottom of line is Samach Beis Amud Beis was Nimsa Poreach Ama Al Yesod V'Ama Al Sovev, that the ramp actually ends up jutting out over, literally flying, but it means extending over the Yesod and the Sovev. That approach is what I have in the first triangle there on the sheet. The sheet from today. The first triangle, the one on the left, as you face the sheet, where it says the Gemara's first answer, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is recorded in the Shita Mekubetzes, says that the ramp is 32 amos long at the base. The hypotenuse is 33.24. Okay, and I double-checked my math, and we're good on that. So that's the first view of it. What I want to maintain, and I'm not nearly the only one to say this, as I started looking around, this makes a lot of sense, is that Rami Bar Chama on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is disagreeing. When you first read it, it looks like Rami Bar Chama is agreeing with the answer of the overhang, because it says Omar Rami Bar Chama, and there's a klal in general when you read the Gemara that if the word Omar appears first, it means he's agreeing with what came before or adding something brand new, whereas if it says Rami Bar Chama Omar, then it means that he's actually disagreeing. So here it says Amar Rami Bar Chama, which means that he's in agreement, and it says that Kol Kivshei Kavashim Shlosh Amos La Amba, it was normally 3 amos long per amma in height. Chutz Mi Kivshei Sham Bizbeach Shayah Shlosh Amos Umechza VeEtzba Ushlish Etzba Bizachrusa. The other answer is that it's 3.5 plus 1870 seconds. In other words, 3.556 is the number. That what? Right, and that's exactly the hang on. But the first approach is that in fact he's agreeing, and the base is 32, but it can't be exactly. That's my problem with it. But that would be one approach, and what he's saying is, yes, it overhangs, it's 32 long at the base and it's 9 high, and the ratio of height to length at the bottom, length to the base, is 3.556. That's the first approach. And by the way, the word bizachrusa, it's interesting, the Shita Mekubetzes says means the width of a thumb. And I think the idea probably is like the width of Zachrus, the Eber Zachrus is the idea. However, a second approach, which I think is correct, and based on what the Bach says also, I think is correct, is that Rami Bar Chama is actually giving a second approach. And this is the approach that Rashi uses here, and it's the approach that the Rambam uses in his Perish to Midos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. And that is that the 32 is actually the slant. 32 is the hypotenuse, the length of the ramp as it ascends, and the length of the base, and perfect measures here just on time, is 30.71. Not like 29.65, that was my mathematical error, in yesterday's triangle. It's 30.71 at the base, and 32 on the slant, and Rami Bar Chama is actually presenting a different answer. He disagrees with the first view that was presented. It's not overhanging at all. And the way to understand it is that it's, don't be bothered that we said it's 62 total, because it's 30.71 at the base. 30 is the Rambam's round number that he presents for it in his Perish to Mishnah, but that's the second way to read it, and Rashi says it pretty clearly. If you take a look at Rashi, the word lekach, I'm jumping into the middle of Rashi, it's the end of the first thin line. Lekach he'erichuhu lamed beis shipua letes amos. They lengthened it to be, he's talking about the slope and how you wanted to make sure that the kohen wouldn't slip. They made it 32 on the incline for 9 amos. So Rashi is saying that very clearly, that Rami Bar Chama is not agreeing with the view that it's 32 long at the base. Rami Bar Chama is presenting a brand new view. So those are the two possibilities. The other note, just on yesterday's Gemara, is the reason for having a steep slope, that Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Mem Aleph.
So they wouldn't erva.
Right. Well, interestingly, the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't mention lo sigla erva. He says you want to prevent running. because not because of those races, but because the you want to avoid Kalas Rosh in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not really an appropriate atmosphere for it. Take a look there in the Sifra Chinuch Mitzvah Mem Aleph. Okay. Numen. So Bizachrusa, according to the Shita Mekubet, says is the width of a thumb. The width of the thumb. But the literal would be from the Aver of a man. That's Zachrusa. Is that that would be the idea. That's where it comes from. Okay. So the measure, Rabbi Bar Chama's measure, if you want to translate it into digits, is 3.556. Right? It's 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, dot, dot, dot. Okay. Mishnah says, we're now continuing on the theme that we started with in the beginning of Ezel Mekoman, of where do we bring various karbanos, where do we perform various avodos. The Mishnah says, Minachos hayu nikmatzos b'chol makom ba'azara. You could do kmitza anywhere in the azara. V'ne'achalos lifnim minakloim. You could eat it anywhere within that space, the kloim and the mishkan. We're talking the azara here. L'zichrei kahuna, only melkoanim, because minachos are kachay kachim, as we'll see. B'chol ma'achol, eat it any way you like. The default by karbanos was roasted. I don't think we'll say that regarding the menachos. You know, roast them. Liyom v'layla ad chatzos, day and a night until the middle of the night. Rashi here says that the reason that it's until the middle of the night, you see the last Rashi on the Mishnah, liyom v'layla ad chatzos, dialtinen mimichas lach metoda. We learn it from the Mincha of the Lach Metoda. However, Rashi and Menachos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Amachar, you can see when we get there, it's the bottom of the page there, says that in fact it's from Chatas and Asham, not from Lach Metoda. The Sfas Emes says that makes sense, because Lach Metoda are generally not called Mincha. And he proves that based on a Gemara Menachos. He proves it based on the Rambam Menachos Maaseh Karbanos Perek Yud Aleph Hazayin, where the Rambam talks about the time limit for Lach Metoda, and he doesn't give you the same source as he does for Menachos. Further, the Mincha is Kadshe Kadshim, right? Whereas Lach Metoda are Kadshim Kalim. So there's another reason to say that they're not the same. In any case, until midnight, however you got there. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara begins. Well, Elazar says, Mincha shenigmatza beheichal, kshera, shekein matzino basiluk bezich. And he says, let's say you did a kmitza in the heichal. Forget the azara. You did it in the heichal, the inner room. That's still okay. Shekein matzino basiluk bezich. Because so we find as well, when you remove the lavona, the frankincense, from the lechem aponim, and it permits you to use the lechem aponim itself, you're doing that from a table that's in the heichal. So just like I remove the lavona from a table that's in the heichal, so too I could do kmitza of a general mincha in the heichal.
Burnt on the outer mizbeach.
Burnt on the outer mizbeach, correct.
Just like a regular.
Oh, just like the regular kmitza. That's right. Good point. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, but wait a minute. I have a brisa that says you're doing kmitza in the place where a zar can stand, a non-kohen can stand, and that's only azara. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'kamatz misham. The pasuk says I'll do kmitza from there. Mimakum shiraglei hazar omdos. The place where a zar can stand. The brisa also adds. This is not germane for us, but it's the continuation of the brisa. Ben b'sera omer minayin shem kamatz bismol shiachzir v'yikmotz v'yamin. How do you know that if he does the kmitza incorrectly, he used his left hand, bad idea, but he did it, that he has to put it back in, and then once he does, he puts it back in, he can do kmitza again. It's not disqualified. If you do it wrong the first time, you can still do it right. The Talmud Lomar Misham, because that pasuk says, V'kamatz Misham, you do the kmitza from there. Mimakom shekamatz kvar, it can even be from a place from which you already did kmitza.
Coming from the word Misham?
Yes.
So, are we learning two things from one, or is he actually even there?
It could be his
reasoning, which right. Is connected to our discussion. To take off the first
right, I hear that. It could be he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Fair enough. So our problem is that you say it's good in the Heichal, but I have a brisa that says only where a Zar can stand. So the Gemara gives me two answers. We're now about a dozen lines down. Iga de Amri humosiv lavu mefarekla. Some said that it was he himself who answered the question. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, and Rabbi Yirmiyah answered it. Iga de Amri, alternatively, Amar le Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Azvar Alach. I'll explain it to you. Here's our first answer. Lo nitzrucha el lahachshir kol ha'azara kula. He says you're right. That brisa was not that you're right that the heichal is no good, but the heichal is good. That brisa was only meant to approve the entire azara, including areas in the south. I would have thought you have to be in the north in the Azara, and it's telling me the entire Azara is good. I would have thought, just like the ola is kache kachim, and the mincha, and this mincha is called kache kachim, ma ola tu netzafon, af mincha tu netzafon. Just like the ola has to be in the north, so to the mincha. So I would have said, the space for the mincha is the northern part of the azara or the heichal. And this Brisa is saying, no, you can do it in the other parts of the Azara. I gave you a table there on your sheet just to show commonalities between the Mincha and other types of Kachay Kachim, because the Gemara is going to walk us through this. And the reason the Gemara is going to walk us through this is because it wants to define what is the characteristic that requires that it be in the north. Why did I have a Havamina? Why did I think that your Mincha should be in the north? Well, there are other things that are in the north, and they share commonalities with the Mincha. So our first approach is to say, Mincha, I don't know whether it's in the north or not. It is Kachay Kachim. So too, the Ola is Kachay Kachim, and it's in the north. So maybe the Mincha should also be in the north, as you see in those two columns, Kachay Kachim and north. So the Gemara says, that's true, however, not everything is in common. Maybe the fact that the Ola is Kachay Kachim is not what mandates that it be in the Tzafon. Ma Ola, Ola Shekein Kaliel. The Ola is burned entirely on the Mizbeach. The Mincha, it's true that some Menachos are, but not all Menachos are. So maybe the key factor for the Ola is that it's burned entirely on the Mizbeach, so don't compare it to the Mincha. And therefore I wouldn't have thought that the Mincha should be in the Tzafon. To which he says, fine, Mechatas. That's true, but I still have the Chatas. And the Chatas is not necessarily burned entirely on the Mizbeach. So therefore again, I have something that's Kachay Kachim, not burned entirely. The Mincha is Kachay Kachim and not burned entirely. These are old sheets. There are more still by the door. Sorry. So he says the Chatas also should be in the Mincha should also be in the Tzafon just like the Chatas is. But he says, no, Malachatas Shekein Mechaperas Al Chai Bekrisus. There's another dissimilarity. The Chatas is Mechaper for an Avera that could bring a person to Kares. So therefore, the Chatas has extra strength. And maybe the fact that the Chatas is Mechaper for Kares is what requires Tzafon. Maybe the rule is, things that are burned entirely require Tzafon, and things that are Mechaper for Krisus require Tzafon. Mincha does not. To which he says, fine, I'll bring a proof from the Asham. The Asham is not necessarily Mechaper for Kares, right? You have Asham, you have some Ashamos that are, right? Asham Eilos, but it's also Mechaper for things that are not, it atones for things that are not Kares. So he says, Mala Asham Shekein Mine Damim. Yeah, but the Asham is also not the same, because the Asham has blood that you put on the Mizbeach. So maybe the defining characteristic is that it has blood. So he says, Mikulu, fine, don't bring from the Asham alone, don't bring from the Chadas alone, don't bring from the Ola alone, combine them. Because all of them have different factors. Forget the fact that the blood applies to all of them. We'll see that in 1 second. But all of them have different factors. The only commonality is that they are Kachay Kachim and they go in the north. So to the Mincha is Kachay Kachim. It goes in the north. To which the Gemara says, but Malakulu Shekein Mine Damim. But all of those are blood. So again, I don't think you can compare them to Mincha. Maybe it's the fact that there's blood going on in his Bech and his Kachay Kachim. So therefore, why did I need a pasuk to tell me that the Chatas doesn't need to be in the north? Ella Istrich. So he says, you're right. Fine, I'll give you a different approach. The Mincha. I'm sorry, Mincha, thank you. Ella Istrich. Rather, I needed a pasuk to teach me the Mincha does not need to be in the north because, Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought to say, Ho, Luk Sivi Gishal HaMizbeach Verim and Mimenu Bekumtzau. The pasuk says, bring it to the Mizbeach and do the Kemitza from it. So I would have said, Mahagasha Bekaren Marav is Dromis. I would have said, just like the Hagasha is to the southwest corner, Av Kemitza Bekaren Marav is Dromis. So to the Kemitza has to be the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So it's not that I would have thought it has to be in the Tzafon, it's that I would have thought Kemitza had to be on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, that we're linking the Hagasha and the Kemitza. Komash Malan, and that's what the Pasuk was there to teach me. The rest of the Azara is okay. That's the idea. End of thought here. We started again with, well, we began today just figuring out the ramps. But then we started with, where do you do a mincha? Once we talk about doing the mincha in the heichal, we also mentioned the shlamim in the heichal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, shlamim sheshchatan beheichal, kasherim. If you shach the shlamim in the heichal, it's okay. Even though obviously you're not supposed to do that. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Ushchatau Pesach Oel Moed, you shall shecht it at the entrance to the Oel Moed, which we assume means in the Azara facing the Oel Moed. But he says, V'lo yehei tafel chamer min ha'ikar. You can't tell me it's acceptable in the tafel, the Azara, and not acceptable in the ikar, in the heichal itself. Well, but even just some. He says, if you can do it in the Azara, you can do it in the heichal, yes.
The heichal is not
opposite? No, not inside. No, outside, but...
Hechel is inside. Hechel is as
no,
you had...
Petach.
Oh, Petach HaOmoed is in the Azara.
The Azara,
the Azara, facing the Omoid. But he says, look, if the whole reason I can do it in the Azara is because it's right by the Hechel, then certainly the Hechel should be good. That's his argument.
Petach HaOmoed would be equivalent to Ezra Nashim.
No. Petach HaOmoed is the west side of the Azara. Between the Mizbeach and the by the entrance to the Hechel, when you can see into the Hechel. That's the idea. So he says, if you can do it where you can see into the Hechel, because, you can see into the Hechel, therefore it's good, then in the Hechel itself should certainly be good. That's the idea. So then the Gemara says, well then why do I need a pasuk to make the Hechel eligible for eating kachay kachim? Meisvei, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira or Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, minayin shem hikifu ovde kochavim eskala azara, shakonim nechnas, ovde kochavim eskala azara, shakonim nechnas en lisham, v'ochlen sham kachay kachim. Remember that we discussed this back from the Ayalas HaShachar, back on Daf Nun Vav, when we said that the whole 187 by 135 is kosher for eating kachay kachim. So there, we said it. He says it here. If the, let's say you're being attacked, and the Azara is a dangerous place to be, you're under siege. So how do you know you can eat your kachay kachim in the Heichal? Tamalomar b'kodesh ha-kodeshim tocholenu. The pasuk says that you eat it in the kodesh ha-kodeshim. So he says, once you're telling me that which is done in the Azara, shchita, could automatically be done in the Heichal, so I'll tell you that then the eating that you do in the Azara certainly should be doable in the Heichal, and therefore you shouldn't need a special pasuk to permit eating in the Heichal. Why do I need B'kodesh HaKadoshim Tocholenu V'amai? Why do I need this pasuk? Neima, why don't we say B'chatzar Ohel Moed Yocholua? The pasuk says you can eat your karbanos in the Azara because it's the Chatzar Ohel Moed, because it's subsidiary to the Ohel Moed. V'lo Yeitafel Chamer Min Ha'Ikar. So then certainly you can eat in the Heichal. You see the argument? So the Gemara says, yeah, but you're going in an opposite direction. He says, "Hachi hashta." Literally, here is now. Hasam avoda da adam ove b'makom rabo amrinan lo yeitaf alchama min ha'ikar. Over there, you're talking about doing shechita. That's a service. That's an avoda. So you're right. Just like you can do the avoda, you're serving Hashem in the Azara, so too you can serve Hashem in the Heichal. Good. But achila, eating karbanos, dein adam ochel b'makom rabo. You don't eat in front of your rebbe. Lo yeitaf alchama min ha'ikar lo amrinan. It doesn't make sense to say, well, this is the tafel and this is the ikar. You should be consigned to doing it in the Azara, because it's not nice to do it in the Heichal. It's not respectful. Right, the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. That's the argument. It's an activity that's less eligible inside, and therefore you needed a unique pasuk in order to teach you that. So what we said for the Shlamim is, yes, Shlamim may be shachted in the Heichal because you have a pasuk. You need a pasuk. You can't say you need a pasuk for Achila to permit Achila eating in there, because the Kal V'Chomer won't work. The fact that you can shecht inside doesn't mean you can eat inside. The two things are not similar. Okay, new Mishnah, continuing this theme still of where I perform various avodos that we started already in the last parak. Chatas ha'ov ha'isanaseis al-keren dromis ma'ravis. The chatas ha'ov, the bird chatas, sometimes brought as part of kinim, sometimes brought because you can't afford a more expensive chatas, was done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Note that that's an unusual way to word it. We don't usually say dromis maravis, right? We usually say maravis dromis, right? Usually you say maravis dromis. In fact, the Bartanura and the Shita Mekubetz has corrected. They say you should read maravis dromis. But the Taras HaKodesh clarifies that we're going to see later on in Rabbi Eliezer on Samach Yimlamed Beis that he's going to want you to do it on the south side of the corner specifically. So therefore you say dromis maravis to show the south has precedence. It's really the south side of the corner, not the point of the corner, according to Rabbi Eliezer, but the south wall. So therefore we're saying dromis maravis. In any case, technically you can do the chatas ha'ov anywhere. However, that's really where it's supposed to be. There are three things you did at the bottom, lower down on the wall of the Mizbeach, but at that corner. And there were three things you did on the upper part of the Karen. Milamata chatas ha'ov v'hagashos ushiara yadam. Rashi explains the chatas ha'ov was done in the lower part of that corner, as well as the hagashos, meaning when you brought a mincha to the mizbeach before you did kemitza, that was the lower part of the southwest corner. Ushiara yadam, Rashi says, shal chatas hachitzonios, of the chatas that's done outside. Right, the chatas that's done in the pnim, in the heichal, you take the blood out and you just pour it out on the southern base. But a chatas that's outside, you bring the blood to the southwest corner. the remainder of the blood, the shirayim. Umilamala, and what about the upper part of the corner? Nisuchayayin, pouring out the wine from the karbanos, v'amayim, as well as on Sukkot, the nisuchamayim. And if you had an overflow of karbanos ola, Rashi here explains that that if you just had too many kohanim trying to bring the ola and there's no room on the sovev to stand, then you would go to the southwest corner, because the southwest corner is close to the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen, remember, is on the southern side, on the eastern part, on the eastern side of the ramp. So it's closest to the southeast corner. That's really where you want to do the ola. But if there are too many kohanim bringing karbanos ola, then you go to the southern, south to the southwest corner, because at least it's somewhat close to the Beis Hadeshen. Kol ha'ola l'mizbeach, olon derech yamin. You want to know, like, where we got these highway things from. You drive on the right side of the highway, everywhere except those places where they don't. So he says, you go up the ramp, you go up the east side of the ramp, umakifin, you go around the mizbeach, v'yordin derech smol, and you come down the west side of the ramp, down the left side, I should say. You're going up the right side, you're going down the left side. Chutz min ha'ole l'gimel elu, except if you're going up to do these three things that are done on the upper part of the southwest corner, pouring the wine, pouring the water, and doing the olas ha'of, those three are different. Chutz min ha'ole l'gimel elu, shayu olin v'yordin al ha'akev, where what they actually did was, they went up the left side, they would go right to the corner. Not, they're going left to the corner, but you know what I mean. They go immediately to the corner there, the southwest corner. They do what they had to do, and then they would go back down on their heels. Yordin al-Hakev, instead of circumnavigating the Mizbeach, they would go immediately back down on that side. They did not go all the way around. Tosos explains that the reason for doing this is because then you end up turning to your right at least a little bit, right? Because you went up, you went here, and then you turn right to go back down. That's the top little tosis there on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks a question. Minahani mili, how do you know that the Chatas Ha'of is supposed to be brought to the southwest corner? Where did you get that from? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, some had his Rabbi Elazar. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitain aleha levona, ki chatas hi. The Pasuk says, regarding the mincha of someone who sinned, the minchas chote, don't put oil on it, don't put frankincense on it, because it is a chatas. Aha! You link it to the chatas. Chatas kruya mincha, u'mincha kruya chatas. Chatas and mincha are not really interchangeable terms, but a chatas is called a mincha. A mincha is called a chatas. The two terms can be switched, and so he says, ma chatas te'una tzafon af mincha te'una tzafon. The chatas is in the north, so too the mincha is. Uma mincha bekeren marav is dromis, af chatas bekeren marav is dromis. Just like the mincha is on the southwest corner, so to the chatas, meaning the chatas ha'of is on the southwest corner. Did that line make any sense whatsoever? No, Harold says. He shakes his head. What are you talking about? Don't wake me up with that in the morning. I don't want to hear that. It's not true. The mincha's not in the north. Where did this come from? So Rashi looks at you and says, I think this is just wrong. He doesn't just say, I think it's wrong. He says, I know it's wrong. He is very strong. Rashi on Machatas Tunat Safon, Yodea Anisha Girsa Zu Shibush. He says, this is just not correct. And so Rashi and Tosas offer different approaches. Rashi's approach, to make a long story short, is that it's saying, just like the chatas is disqualified if you do it shalo lishma, so too the mincha is disqualified if you do it shalo lishma. Forget north. North doesn't belong in this conversation. That's Rashi. Tosvos brings the whole discussion to challenge Rashi's approach and quotes a Rabbeinu Chaim to say that what it's saying is, just like the chatas requires a space over a yesod on the mizbeach, so too the mincha requires a space over the yesod on the mizbeach. So that's the commonality, is that you do it on a part of the mizbeach that has the yesod. But that's it. It has nothing to do with tzafon. Don't think that it has anything to do with tzafon. Rashi is there. It's right there on the side, the one we just read from. And the Tosfos is machatas. But the point of our discussion is not that anyway. The point of our discussion is, just like the mincha is on the southwest corner, so too the chatas is on the southwest corner. And we mean chatas ha'of specifically, because that's the one where the pasuk made the connection. That's our connection from the minchas chote. We connect to the chatas ha'of. So the Gemara says, "Umincha gufa menalan." Well, how did you know that the mincha itself is on the southwest corner? Where did that come from? So disanya, the following brisa. The Torah says, "Lifnei Hashem, you shall bring it lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem." So yachol b'marav. I would have assumed that meant the west side of the mizbeach, right? Just like lifnei ol moed, Pesach ol moed. The tamad lomar el pnei hamizbeach. No, because the pasuk says you want to do it at pnei hamizbeach. Pnei hamizbeach, Rashi explains, means the ramp. Just like we said yesterday, where we had the image of the Yerech on the Mizbeach, and the ramp was where the face of the man was. Right? When we were figuring out where the ramp is. Ramp is on the south side, the Yerech is in the Tzafon, and the face is towards the Darom. So too here, Pnei Mizbeach is the Kevesh. That's the face of the Mizbeach. So he says, El Pnei Mizbeach, then is the south side. Well, he El Pnei Mizbeach, if it's Pnei Mizbeach, then Yachob B'Darom, I might think do it in the south. No, Tamad Lomar Lefnei Hashem. The Pasuk says Lefnei Hashem. We have to satisfy west. Haketzad, how do I handle it? Magisha Bekeren Maravis Dromis Keneged Chuda Shalkeren Vidayo. I bring it to the southwest corner by the point of the corner on the edge, and that is sufficient. Rashi says on the word Vidayo, towards the bottom of the thin lines, he explains from the Gemara in Sota, Dayo means she'eno tzarech la'agia gufala mizbeach ela ha'kli. It means you don't bring the mincha proper, you bring the kli to the southwest corner. That's vidayo. It's sufficient to bring the kli, not the actual body of the mincha. But the point is, according to this first view that we're presenting here, that you bring the you bring it on the southwest corner to satisfy Pnei Mizbeach and Lifnei Hashem. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar's answer doesn't have to be a disagreement, but the Sfas Emes, Taras HaKodesh, and Ayelet HaShachar all agree with me that it is disagreeing, and it fits a lot better. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yachol Yagishena L'Marava Shalkeren O L'Droma Shalkeren, I might think you would do it on the west side or on the south side. Amrit, meaning I could do it on either one. Amrit, kol makom shata motzei shnei mikros, echad mekayim atzmu mekayim chavero, ve'echad mekayim atzmu mevato chavero. Manichin zeh shemekayim atzmu mevato chavero, v'topsin es shemekayim atzmu mekayim chavero. He says, look, remember the principle of echad mekayim shneihem? Right? We say, aseh overrides lo saseh, aseh docha lo saseh. But what if you can satisfy both? Then you have to do both. So to here, I have a pasuk that says do one thing, I have another pasuk that says do another thing. If I follow the first pasuk, I won't satisfy the second. But if I follow the second, I can still satisfy the first. Then go with the second pasuk and satisfy both pasukim. There's no reason to accept one at the expense of the other. So he applies it here. Kishata Omer, it should say Lifnei Hashem, not El Pnei Hashem. Kishata Omer, Lifnei Hashem. You say, Lifnei Hashem, I know that's Bemarav. That's in the west, because you want to be in front of the entrance to the Heichal. Heichal Kayamta El Pnei Mizbeach. Well, then how do you satisfy the south requirement of Pnei Mizbeach? You can't. However, Ukshata Omer El Pnei Mizbeach Bidorom, right, Kiyamta. He says, Pnei Mizbeach, that you can satisfy in the south. Lifnei Hashem Bidorom Heichal Kiyamta. But if you're in the south, how can you satisfy Lifnei Hashem? Amar Rav Ashi says, Kasavar Haitana, this Tana, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, believes, Kule Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. The entire Mizbeach is situated in the north. Since the entire Mizbeach is north of the equator, then the south is still opposite the entrance to the Almighty. Remember our diagram? Right? It's still entrance to the Heichal if you're on the south wall. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer's position is the southern side of the southwest corner. And that's why it said Dromis Maravis back in the Mishnah. To emphasize it. You're satisfying both views. We're very happy when we do that. Okay. B'chol makom haisa kishera. We said that it was good anywhere, except that it was supposed to be the southwest corner, what you did with this Chatas Ha'of. So the... By the way, it's specifically Hazah. Tosus and the Shita Mubi Kubeshes have a discussion about it, but it's specifically Hazah that has to be the southwest corner when you sprinkle the dam. So, Micah Omar, the Gemara asks, what exactly did the Mishnah say? So, Omar of Ashi, Rav Ashi...
Yes, he's saying, like, make up your mind.
Yeah, make up your mind. Is it its place? It is not its place. So, Omar of Ashi, Hachiki Omar, he says, this is what we're saying. B'chol makom haisak sherele malika sa, you could do malika anywhere, but come time to sprinkle the blood, that's got to be the southwest corner. Rashi says, means bein milamala bein lamata, whether the upper part of the corner or lower part of the corner, doesn't matter. That's his point. Whereas when you get to the hazah, it's specifically supposed to be the southwest corner, and it's specifically supposed to be on the lower part of the southwest corner. Tanenolaha, yeah. Tanein Alaha, we learned this. This is not a challenge, Tanein Alaha, which you sometimes see. This is simply showing we have support. We have a support for this. The Tanur Rabbanan from the following Braisa. Malaka b'chol makom b'mizbeach sheira. You do the Malika anywhere on the Mizbeach, it's kosher. This Chatas Ha'uf. He's a Dama b'chol makom sheira. You did the sprinkling anywhere kshera. He's a b'lomitza kshera. If you did the Hazah, but you didn't squeeze out the Dam from the neck, it's still kosher. Uvilvad sheyitei michura sikra ulamata midam ha'nefesh. As long as you put some of the Dam ha'nefesh on the lower part of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I don't understand what in the world you just told me. If you did it without mitzah, it's kosher. If you did it without below, what does that mean?
How do you do that from being on the top?
Yeah. I didn't understand
that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Maika Omar, what did you just say? Hachiki Omar, this is what he's saying. Malaka b'chomakom b'mizbeach kishera. If you do the malika anywhere by the mizbeach, you're okay. Which seems to mean anywhere, not just the upper part of the Karen, but anywhere on the mizbeach, you're okay. Mitzah dama b'chomakom b'mizbeach kishera. You do the squeezing out of the dam anywhere on the mizbeach, you're also okay. It's squeezed. The Shem Hiza v'lo mitzah kishera. No, there is a sprinkling, he says. There is a hazah. He says Shem Hiza. You might be thinking of the olasov. Because if you do hazah, tapas amachdalad. If you do hazah v'lo mitzah, it's also kishera. So certainly I could do the mitzah anywhere on the mizbeach since I don't have to do it at all. Ubilvad sheyite michud asikra ulamata midam nefesh. As long as the hazah that I do, Rashi says, as long as the hazah that I do first is going to be Mikhuda Sikra Ulamata from the Chuda Sikra. The Chuda Sikra, remember, is that red string that defines the difference between the upper and lower parts of the Mizbeach. So it has to be on the lower part of the Mizbeach, Midama Nefesh, from that first Dam, from the neck. So again, to summarize what we did and where we went, we talked about the ramps first of all and showed the two different approaches. The first approach being that it's 32 at the base, and the second approach of Rami Bar Chama, the Rambam and Rashi, that it's 32 on the slope. We then continued the theme of where do you do Menachos, and then we went from where you do menachos, you can do the kmitza even in the heichal. We said the shechita of the shlamim can also be in the heichal. Don't confuse me about eating in the heichal. We then talked about the chatas ha'ov being on the southwest corner and what else was on the southwest corner. We proved that the chatas ha'ov is done in the southwest corner just like the mincha is. We showed how you know the mincha is on the southwest corner. And then we said, lastly, this idea that as long as the hazah is done on the southwest corner, the mitzah can be done anywhere. Sorry, some of it, correct. I have to say hello to Clive Bayala. I'll explain why afterwards.